102.5 WVOC. I am just so excited. I don't think I've been this excited for a while since I've started this morning show, but I've got Jay Copeland back home from American Idol in the studio with me. How are you, my friend?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Let's talk about American Idol. Mm-hmm. Take me back to the moment. You're auditioning. Mm-hmm. You see the judges. You got Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie staring you down. What was it like when they gave you that platinum ticket?
Oh, yeah. So when I got the platinum ticket, I was not expecting to get the platinum ticket. I was just hopefully trying to get two yeses.
Right.
But, yeah, I had tonsillitis. So I was really in pain. I was in so much excruciating pain. I was on, like, three different drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
From the hospital. So to get the platinum ticket and have tonsillitis, it was beyond my expectations. Yeah, I was speechless. I was like, are you sure you want me to get this? They didn't show a lot of the parts that did happen, you know. There was
sure.
a lot of emotional parts as well that they didn't get to show with my family.
Sure.
So I'm kind of glad they didn't show me crying. So that was great. And that was before I even got the ticket. So my eyes, if you actually see the audition, my eyes are really red. It's because I just got back from, it's called 180. And it's when you see our family, like, on a big screen.
Yeah.
And I was bawling my eyes out. So right after that, they said, okay, Jay, time for you to go sing. And it wasn't even my time to sing yet. They just pushed
like,
me up.
Ugh.
I was like, you just had me have an emotional time, and you want me to sing? Are you kidding me? And so I was like, can I warm up for 1 minute? They said, go. And then they gave me 30 seconds.
Ooh. And then, fastest vocal warm-up ever.
Yeah. And so then I was like, well, I just got to do what I got to do. I said, I got to put it on the line, and there it is.
Well, this is always a safe space for a good ugly cry, just so you know.
Yeah, you probably won't get any tears anymore. I left it all an idol. They got it all.
Yeah. Well,
for the footage.
To make it into the top 10, are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself.
Good.
I was just trying to get to Hollywood Week.
Right.
So to make it to the top 10 was beyond what I thought I was going to ever do. You know?
Thought you were going to make it that far?
I did it, and so I was like, let me just keep pushing. When I made it to the top 24, I was like, okay, I can do this now, you know? So, so to make it to the top 10, that's a big thing, because they invite you back, you know, the same.
Sure.
As guest performers, so that was great.
Now, how long were you on the road for American Idol?
I would say from the time of Top 24, from like back
from the start,
year.
Like from
oh,
yeah,
last year it was around what's today, May?
Yeah, June 1st. Yeah,
I actually got a a casting producer reached out to me in June to audition.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to audition for American Idol. I wasn't thinking about that
what?
Show at all. No.
No.
I was going to go to grad school and actually. You know, I was like, let me actually have a career. Let me not shoot my shot at a 50-50% chance, you know? And so I was like, all right. So I auditioned via Zoom in July one day. And then the producer was like, we like you. So it's time for you to sing for the executive producer. Her name is Megan. And that was on the second day. But the thing is, I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at Chesapeake Healthcare. And I mean, they can't fire me now. But so I was sitting there and I was talking to my coworker, Annette. And I said, Annette, they want me to sing at 1 o'clock. I was like, we're at work. I can't do that. I can't go home right now. I was like, should I leave work and then come back? And mind you, work is 30 minutes away. So I probably would have got fired if I left. But she was like, no, you got to do this. So I went to a room and I sang. And I tried to take all the noise machines because they have noise machines.
Uh-huh.
And I put them at one door. And I was singing. And that's when I sang Signs to Deliver for them. And I was loud. And all of the clients heard me. And I was like,
okay.
I did it. Because then Megan was like, you know what? She was like, who's your favorite judge? I was like, I like Katy Perry. And she was like, well, you're going to sing for them in the fall. And that's when I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, get all your coworkers. And like, I brought them in and they were all dancing around. So yeah, I did that on the clock. But you know, it was
worth it. The bathrooms have great acoustics.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
It was worth it. So shout out to Chesapeake Healthcare.
Absolutely. Now, have you heard your song on Lonely? It's like everybody's called it a summer bop.
Yeah, summer bop.
Very much a summer bop.
Yeah,
have you heard it on the radio?
No, I have not heard it on the radio because, you know, on Idol, we didn't have cars. So we just got driven around everywhere. So they didn't play our music in the car.
Sir, we will have to change that. I'll make sure to get that on for you. And if you wouldn't mind, maybe film your reaction to hearing it on the radio.
Okay, yeah,
I think that could be an experience.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? What is next for Jay Cole?
What's next is, I guess, this concert this Friday, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, I just gotta figure out what's, you know, what's next. And I don't want to stay complacent. You know, I love Salisbury, but I can't stay here forever.
Sure.
I will always come back, for sure, because it's where I live. But, yeah, so I may do a little bit of everything. Dabble in some Broadway, dabble in some, you know, I like singing pop music, so.
Yeah.
And I love acting, too, so.
Triple threat.
Yeah. I do all of it, you know?
That's what I like to hear. All right, do you mind if we play a little bit of This or That before we send you down the hall?
Oh, yeah, This or That.
Yeah, a little This or That, or
that
Would You Rather?
Oh, yeah,
just, you know, to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh, right.
All right, it's going to be a little bit rapid fire, but chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Nice. Ice cream or popsicles?
Is there a both button?
You can hit the both button.
Both
sure.
Button.
Why don't you hit the Law and Order button? I know you. burger, hot dog, or veggies?
Like
vegetarian options.
See, a hot dog, if you get a hot dog, you're like, dang, I need another one.
It's,
but
yeah.
A cheeseburger, you're like, oh, I'm good. So, cheeseburger.
All right. Calorie conservative, I understand. and finally, beach day or a day in the city?
People are going to cancel me. I don't really like the beach. It's just so hot out there.
It is.
So I'm going to do city.
That's fine. I like a little bit of both myself there. All right. Well, I'm going to cue up your song. It's going to be great. And Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah.